Well, Matt, thanks very much for being here today.
Well, thanks for having me, Aaron. I really appreciate being here and speaking with you and your listeners.
Yeah, and we're talking about the second annual Lake Red Rock Balloon Festival, which is this weekend. It actually starts tomorrow out at Lake Red Rock tomorrow evening. Being this is the second year, first, just kind of explain what the festival is. And for people that were there last year, if there's going to be anything different.
There's going to be a lot different this year. We have the balloon launches Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning, night glow on Saturday night, which I will remember from last year. But also this year, what we tried to do on Saturday is to make it a full day event. Once you're there in the morning, the balloons will go up. Exciting this year, I think it's really taken off as a 5K, 10K run with a combination between Knoxville High School and Pella High School cross country teams are organizing this. It begins at 8 a.m. over at the North Overlook Beach. And again, it's a 5K or a 10K run. All the proceeds from that event will be split between the two programs. So really good benefit for them. There will be a pancake breakfast before and after the run. So if you want to come out and watch your favorite runner run and have breakfast, you're welcome to come out and have some pancakes, and it's going to be a great event. And then also during the morning, later on that morning, they'll have a paddling event. Tracy Spry with the Corps of Engineers will have kayaks and canoes available for people to try out to see if they want to go out and become a kayaker. We also have sand sculpting over at the beach, and that will begin at 9 o'clock in the morning, and that will be a contest, and prizes will be awarded. No power tools. 4 to 6 p.m., there's a family geocaching over at the South Overlook. Again, that will be held by Tracy Spry. It's a family event to go out, and they'll have GPS units, and they can explore the woods and find geocaches. There's a bike ride that there's a group of bike riders that have they go out bike riding every Saturday. They will also be available on Saturday. They're having a bike ride. Exciting this year, too. We will have the night glow, but in the evening after the night glow, if you want to stick around to avoid the traffic, we're going to have a movie, an outdoor movie. So we're going to have Free Willy out there, and if your children are there, just let the traffic go and watch a movie. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, and it sounds like this isn't just a celebration of balloons. We'll get to the balloons in a second here, but it's a celebration of the lake as well. I mean, a lot of the activities surrounding the lake, going on at the lake, and really just a way to really get involved with what's out there and what we have in Marion County.
It is. We're very fortunate. Lake Red Rock is Iowa's largest lake, and this is one way to showcase it. And we do have people coming in. We've received phone calls from Davenport. Families are coming over from there to watch the balloons. And one of the balloonists, I believe, is from South Dakota. I mean, people are coming in from everywhere.
Yeah, and these balloonists, I mean, these are people that are pretty hardcore balloonists. You know, this is their main hobby. And I think there's, what, 26, 27 balloons?
27 balloons. And we're also fortunate there that we go out and we recruit really good balloonists to come to the event. And it is a good time to get out. And you're right, these guys, it's a hobby, but they know what they're doing. And so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I don't think you can invest that much into a casual
hobby. No, exactly. So this is going to be great. One thing to keep an eye out for the balloonists, they are scoring points. This is a contest for them. We will have a water target out on the lake where they have to come down and grab a ring. 30 feet high in the water, they'll try to come in low. So for the boaters that are out there, number one, we ask them to stay back away from the target, but it'll be fun because those balloons will come down close to the water, and they're trying to grab that ring, and then there's targets beyond the beach that you will see. It looks like they're dropping something out of the basket, a beanbag. They are. They're shooting at a target, trying to throw that on a target and score some points. So they do compete, and it's a lot of fun for them. And I know last year some of the balloons came in low, and the boaters and the balloonists had conversations. So,
talk a little bit about the Night Glow event, too. I know that was very popular last year. Just kind of explain what it is to people that may not know.
Sure. They cannot fly at night. They don't have navigational gear, and they can't go in the air. But what we do is we bring them back to the visitor center by the dam. They will be out in that field in front of the hill there, and they will light the balloons up, and we try to hold them off till dark, so when they light up, it's a really good looking show to have these balloons lighting up in the dark. And last year we had about 3,000 people show up for that, and we expect more this year. And it's a very popular event that people love to come out and watch.
And one of the things, too, I want to talk about was this 5K, 10K run on Saturday morning. This is actually, I mean, it's kind of cool because it's a new course for everyone, first time that it's been run. And can people register Saturday morning for that race still?
Yes, they can, absolutely. They are taking walk-ups right now. You can register online. However, you can show up Saturday morning, that's fine. Come on out. You know, if you're not a big runner, we have the 5K. If you want to do a little bit longer run, they have the 10K, which will go off-road a little bit, go back into the woods and trails. So it's going to be exciting. I talked to some of the runners, Mike Buchheit, Pella coach, cross-country coach, who helped organize the event. And he's really excited about the course. It's going to be a good course.
And then surrounding the launch on Friday evening as well, after the launch, there's all sorts of activities Friday night too, just to kind of keep everyone busy, some volleyball and that sort of thing.
Exactly. Young professionals group at Apello, they are putting Friday night, they're going to have a band at the North Overlook Beach volleyball tournament. There will be vendors there Friday night, all day Saturday. So whatever you're in the mood for, you can come and hang out at the beach and watch the balloons. And, you know, Friday night's going to be exciting to have something to do to get out there with the volleyball tournament. It's going to be a good time.
And for people concerned about parking, maybe walking, there will be shuttles kind of going around the lake.
There will be some shuttles Saturday night, because that's when we'll get a lot of congestion with the night glow, and we'll have shuttles to people who are parking below the dam or back at the boat ramps. We will shuttle them back and forth. There is plenty of parking at the beach right now. The Corps put in a bigger parking lot when they redid the beach, and there's a lot of parking up there, and we've extended it for the event. Saturday, I think we're good during the day. We're going to have plenty of parking. But for the night glow, we will definitely have shuttles to get people around.
All right. And is there anything else you wanted to say about this event as we wrap up?
It's a lot of fun. So come on out. We hope everyone comes out. And the idea behind the Balloon Fest is not just for Knoxville and Pella. It is for them, but also for Marion County. Get people to come in and have a good time and experience Lake Red Rock and just enjoy it.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Matt.
You got it. Thanks, Aaron.